Afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop People. It is fucking Friday. It's the 18th day of August 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and then a low of 49, and we got an air quality alert. There was some rain yesterday evening, I imagine. There was some lightning, and man, everything's pretty fucking dry out there. I ain't looked outside, but it's about time to breathe some fucking smoke, I suppose. Anyway, today we have a plethora of articles to look at. So we'll get into that as soon as we return from this. Thank you for listening to PBFTP
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go see what we got today. We can build on our moral high ground or whatever you guys want to do here. Whatever we want to call it, it ain't going to stop until we shoot the son of a bitches. That's pretty evident, I believe. Let's see here. Well, my goddamn Biden thing has disappeared. Now we're going to get that back up there. Ukraine, they need billions. Ukraine, OMAG, they need more money. Ukraine, they need our help. You hurry, give Ukraine more money. No, ain't going to do it. Everything you're giving, you're going to fucking give it back. We'll own your goddamn country before this is over with, motherfuckers, and we'll come take it. Hidden footage of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama on alleged Epstein trafficking. This is another video, and you can go look at that video. And yeah, they are. I mean, goddamn, you know they are. It don't matter. FBI subpoenaed to turn over big tech communications. This is by the Politic Brief. And it says, admin put it up. So House Judiciary Committee Chairman and Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, issued subpoenas on Thursday to the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Let's see what that has to do with the price of tea in China. The subpoenas were initiated in response to documented evidence that these agencies colluded with big tech companies to censor content protected by the First Amendment ahead of the 2020 election. They've been doing this for how many goddamn years? But they got to pull that. You're not going to get no fucking election. Old Charles Schwab's right. They're going to end the goddamn elections because nobody's going to participate in this fraudulent bullshit no fucking more.
2020 elections. Fucking what about the people in the private sector, the people like in the trenches and the people on fucking Facebook who had their goddamn sites taken down and because they were exercising their First Article right. Fuck the goddamn presidential elections. It's all a fucking, I mean, big tech companies censor content protected by the First Amendment of the 2020 election. Fuck the 2020 election. It was a fucking fraud. Anybody that participated in it's a goddamn traitor. Never before realized in an internal document subpoenaed by the Judiciary Committee proved that Facebook and Instagram censored posts and changed their content moderation policies because of unconstitutional pressure from the Biden White House. Jordan and had written on X, fuck, you know, I think that's Facebook, whatever the fuck it is, in late July, as referred to in the footnotes. You know what they did to those fucking political parties isn't a goddamn drop in the ocean to what they did to the fucking private sector. We the people out here in our goddamn public square, not them in their fiduciary positions with their fiduciary fucking goddamn online activities, our fucking goddamn individual free sovereign and sovereign fucking rights under the First Article of our fucking Bill of Rights has been pissed on, shit on by all these fuckers. And so what? You're gonna go through this and say, yeah, well, they messed with the 2020 in 2020 with the because of the election. Fuck you. They fucking censored the shit that makes that goddamn stuff look like goddamn, I don't know, Sunday school book. The letters references include incidents like suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop. How many fucking times you think we want to hear that? We know what the fucker did. You know what the fucker did. And we know you ain't going to do a fucking thing about it, too, right? Internal FBI documents reveal that an FBI special agent made false statements and testimony about the FBI's role in the suppression of Hunter Biden's laptop story, Jordan had pointed out. And this guy is going to go to jail, right? We're going to see fucking arrests. And no, we're not. They're just fucking revealing how fucking crooked they fucking are and what fucking scumbags they fucking are. And you ain't can't do anything about it because you won't enforce your own fucking law. An accompanying letter is addressed to the Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray, which have been acquired by the Washington Examiner. Fuck the Washington Examiner. Any of you fucking incorporated motherfuckers, you're here for propaganda purposes. You're here to steer us away from what Hunter Biden did to those little girls, you son of a bitches. And it's going back up at the top of the page this afternoon. Jordan informed the agencies that the objective of obtaining these documents is to facilitate the committee's ongoing inquiry. Ongoing inquiry. Goddamn law firms paying them millions and millions of fucking dollars. It's so that the goddamn good old boy Mason fucking God Esquires get, you know, that's their paycheck. That's their bread and fucking butter. It's these phony fucking investigations that lead to nothing. And lead to no fucking prosecution. They've been going on for fucking years. They're going on as long as the goddamn Afghan war. Jesus Christ almighty. Inquiry into the extent and the manner in which the executive branch has influenced and conspired with private companies to stifle freedom of expression. No fucking shit. You guys are really something, man. I guarantee you this site here is incorporated. In the letters, Jordan urged both the DOG and the FBI to provide internal records to all internal records and communications related to the moderation, suppression, or censorship of content on the digital platforms. But see, they narrow it to fucking, it had to be about the political campaign. It had to be a Trump tartar. It had to be a communist on the other side. Don't you see? Don't you see? That's the only goddamn speech that fucking matters. They don't give a fuck about the goddamn people out here who outnumber them 1,000 to 1. But they're gonna. They will when we fucking start fucking bashing fucking heads and blowing fucking heads off, won't they? When we start enforcing our fucking law with an attitude of zero tolerance to fucking goddamn treason. That's enough of that one. A reporter who gets it. Really? Wow. Yeah, well, you got it, buddy, but you're on a goddamn... yeah, it was a good video. It's a good video to go watch. I mean, the guy does. He speaks his mind. Let's see. Net zero. Sorry. The cult of net zero is having a terrible impact on working people's lives. Farming is under attack. Driving is being restricted. Cheap flights are being phased out. Food is becoming more expensive. Well, that's goddamn, I didn't know that. I'm sure glad you were here to fucking inform me. Let's see what the rest of this shit has to say.
Welcome to America.
You're goddamn right, man. That is the old welcome to America. We look back with bewilderment at the ritual sacrifice of animals by our ancestors, whether it was the Celtic peoples, a sacrifice of livestock to the appease the pissed off deities, or the ancient Roman slaughter of oxen so that Jupiter might be more spring with his bearing. I'm sorry. I can't hardly see any more, God damn it. With his stormy weather, it was all a bit mad. We would never be so superstitious. We tell ourselves. I'm not sure that's true. Consider the proposed slaughter of hundreds of thousands of cattle in Europe in the holy name of net zero. This is the return of pagan legacy, surely. Irish farmers are under pressure to cull up to 200,000 cows in order that Ireland might meet its climate goals. Report. Who sets these fucking goals? A bunch of fucking assholes sitting eating caviar and drinking champagne, snorting coke and fucking whores. Reported the Financial Times at the weekend. The Irish government is considering proposals to bump off that amount of cattle over the next 3 years to help it achieve a 25% reduction in its agriculture emissions. I mean, what happened? You know, the Great Plains, you think of the herds of fucking buffalo that were on the Great Plains. You think they farted? I mean, this is all such fucking bullshit. No, this is to starve you. Why don't you come out and say it, you bitches? We're going to starve you. Try it. Give it a fucking go. We'll eat your fucking asses. How about that? Cows produce methane, you see. No, I didn't know cows farted. And methane is bad. It is. It's a greenhouse gas. Farming accounts for 40% of Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions, so it has become a natural target for the zero net zealots. Every EU member state is under pressure to make strides towards zero net. And if that entails the sacrifice of livestock, so be it. Save the planet, slaughter the cows. But see this shit here, you know, these articles we're reading, this is just to acclimate you to this shit. It should be just like, you know, we're going to want you to, we're going to do this net zero thing and we want you to kill your cows. Fuck you. I'll kill you. Story over. That's what it should be. If the fucking men in this goddamn, in the world, would just fuck with the Irish, man. I mean, those people will get fucking nasty. It's so superstitious, a mooted cow massacre to try to offset the angry climate conditions apparently caused by man. If someone can explain how this is any different to the ancient people's ritualistic killing of a poor bull in a desperate bid to placate the weather gods, I'd be most grateful. In fact, if anything, the proposed cow culling in Ireland is worse than the paganistic antics. No, I don't. I'm doing a fucking show here, you cocksuckers. In fact, if anything, the proposed cow culling in Ireland is worse than the paganistic antics of our ill-educated forebears. At least they were wise enough to offer only one or two beasts to the gods of thunder. The neo-pagans of the net zero cult are offering up whole herds to try to assuage the heat waves and floods they think a furious Mother Earth has in store for us. There is man-made climate change. We want you to do it with your fucking airplanes. Then you turn around and you say, it's your cows farting. Fuck you. No, it's your airplanes fucking farting, motherfuckers. We want you every fucking day. We're not stupid. And you're going to find out how unstupid we are. Sooner or later, this is going to bust loose. Sooner or later, you're going to fuck with the wrong fucking people. And they're going to come at you. And when it breaks loose, everybody, all this bent up anger, all this bent up hate, and by God, it is hate and it is our right to hate, is going to fucking come down on you like a goddamn wall of bricks. And they seem to care little for the consequences of their heathen carbon offsetting. Irish farmers are seriously are seriously worried for their livestock. The dairy industry is worth, if you're seriously worried, get, you know, you're in Northern Ireland there, get your goddamn guns together and do like your ancestors did and shoot the fuck out of them motherfuckers. They come fucking with your shit. You're the fucking Irish. Come on, be Irish. $13 billion a year to the Irish economy. See, it always comes down to fucking money, too. Not that this is mine, motherfucker. You ain't touching it. I'll kill you. We're talking about billions of dollars. You know, we should have a discussion about this before I let you take my cows. It's just like my gun. I ain't letting you take nothing, son of a bitch. You may get it, but you're going to get it in a hard fucking way. It provides 54,000 jobs. I don't care. That's not the point. The point is it's your fucking cows. Fuck them. Who in the fuck are they to tell you to do any goddamn thing? It brought in a staggering 6.8, I guess that is goddamn what that C means. I don't know. Billion in exports in 2022 alone. What will become of all this fruitful work if cow slaughter is the name of the net zero takeoff? Portrayed as climate killers, complains the Irish farmer. Indeed, activists marched in Dublin with a banner saying meat plus dairy equals climate. Hey, fucking people without food equals dead fucking people, you fucking morons. And you're going to be first to go, well, you're fucking stupid asses. Climate crisis, a perfect snow. No, those fucking airplanes up there. You want to know what's fucking making the earth warmer? If it's warmer, tall, it's those goddamn airplanes. They do that in mass. I mean, God almighty, you look out, they blank out the whole fucking sky above you. You don't think that causes anything with barium and fucking aluminum? What do you think that fucking makes happen? It makes the sun that used to be yellow when I was young turn fucking white. And if it touches your fucking skin, it burns. They're burning up the goddamn ozone. They're trying to kill your ass off while you're sitting out there rolling in the name of the climate and Mother Earth and all this shit. Fuck you. I'm gonna eat fucking steak, motherfucker, whether you like it or not. A perfect snapshot how out of touch the urban elites are, who probably never give a second thought to the question of who produces the luscious cream that appears atop the 20-pound pancakes they scoff for Sunday brunch in the hip Dublin eatery. The other likely consequences of Ireland's mooted cow massacre would be more global emissions. Ireland's brilliant dairy farmers supply 130 markets around the world. Where will those nations' source of milk come from? Well, I'm sure there's a Jew there ready to fucking make a deal to pay four times the amount for your fucking milk. And it'll end up coming from fucking Ireland. Butter and cheese, they need it if not from the Irish Republic, probably from countries with worse green credentials. Fuck, you know what? We're having a conversation about this. Fuck you. There's no conversation. You have no goddamn authority to tell me what I can and cannot fucking do, you motherfuckers. You pretend that, see, this is them pretending to put together another world government like they put together that phony fucking federal government with no fucking credentials whatsoever. You do not have the fucking acquiescence of we the people. We have not said that you can do any fucking thing. And if it violates our fucking Bill of Rights, we will shoot your fucking ass. Get that through your head. We're not fucking Ireland. We have a goddamn Bill of Rights that is the absolute unalienable law of this goddamn land, and we will fucking enforce it. Then Ireland, Irish farmers say they're right. 43% of Ireland's beef goes to the UK. Remember that next time you're tucking into a delicious, moist burger, okay? If you probably made by one of those climate killers across the Irish Sea, where will Brits get their beef if the Irish elite cow killing frenzy really spins out of control? New Zealand? The air miles involved in such a long distance meaty relationship would make the farting cows of our neighboring nation seem perfectly eco-friendly in comparison. Yeah, but then you got more Jews with more hands out there fucking stealing the fucking money. Yeah, you pay fucking triple the fucking price and they'll divide up the fucking increase. That's how it goddamn works, people. Okay, so this is the double impact of the neo-paganism of net zero of today's irrational dread of weather that comes dressed in the garb of scientific revelation. We undermine domestic production while potentially increasing global emissions. And you see, you're playing the game. The idea here is it's my fucking cow. You come for my fucking cow, I blow your fucking head off. These son of a bitches, I mean, they'll play this fucking game. You can even go to one of their goddamn Star Chamber courts of King Chucks. I bet you you don't win. I bet you you don't have no goddamn rights. It's loose. And it isn't only in Ireland that anti-farming hysteria has taken hold. Dutch farmers have been protesting for 4 years over their government's determination to slash nitrogen emissions in half by 2030, which could lead to the closure of 3,000 farms. Yeah, this ain't no discussion. It's my fucking farm. You come to fucking close it down, I'll close your fucking ass down. That is, so fewer cows and fewer jobs this week. Australian farmers joined the growing workers' revolt against the net zero ideology. They drove their... Oh, here's... Boy, this will teach them. Leave your gun. You don't got no guns to leave at home, do you? You fucking gave them up, didn't you? Unbelievable. They drove their tractors around the parliament in Victoria to protest a new renewable policy that they believe will intrude on their land and limit their ability to farm. And you know what they're saying to you? They're throwing up that middle saying, fuck you. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You tell me, boy. With your no fucking guns. Surely nothing better sums up the irrationalism of the 21st century's eco-elites than the cavalier attitude to the rights of happiness of the people who make our food. Ritual sacrifice to mollify the heavens is once again all the rage among the rulers of the earth. No, they're not the rulers of the fucking earth. See, this is fucking propaganda. We're the fucking rulers. Who rules? A fucking 7 billion motherfuckers with guns and fucking knives and axes and shit, or fucking a couple of 100,000 fucking elitists who can't fucking change the oil in their car and couldn't kill they could probably ritually kill a child, but they would never fight a fucking man. You bitch slap them on the street and they'd piss their fucking pants. The rulers of earth, fuck you. Sacrifice not only of animals this time, but also of livelihoods and even liberty. Really, liberty? You got that in there, did you? Dairy farming, food production, pesticide use, cheap flights, our right to drive, all are being offered up at the apologetic altar of net zero. Take that net zero and shove it right up your fucking ass. Try and enforce it, will kill you. But then again, that doesn't go for Australia. You gave up your guns. I don't know about the Irish. I can't believe the Irish would give up their fucking weapons, but we'll see, I guess. But, this is enough of this. It just shows you what the shit. I mean, it's just more fucking shit. They're doing it and getting away with it, and they want you to fucking know they're doing it and getting away with it. Let's see what else we got. Da-da-da-da. Okay, well, look at this, I guess. Journalism, the University of Texas is abandoning neutrality in reporting as it embraces a solidarity journalism initiative funded by George Soros and other major corporations. The focus is no longer on reporting the truth. When was the last fucking time it was on reporting the truth? I mean, you went and took the only law away that fucking forbade the government from using propaganda on the people, and it ain't been nothing but a fucking production ever since. The truth, but upon reporting lived experience. And it's not going to have nothing there. Fuck that. Okay. I did watch this goddamn video. Klaus Schwab says we'll no longer need elections. We ain't had elections. We've never had elections in this goddamn country. It's in this goddamn fucking, I don't know if he's a German or what the fuck he is, that can't speak clear fucking English. I'll tell you what, you son of a bitch. You're going to be, we'll see what you have to say when you put that rope around your fucking treasonous ass neck after your fucking trial in a common law court where you're found guilty. I don't know if we can even find you guilty. You're probably not even a fucking... you're not a national for goddamn sure, but we can sure as hell find you guilty of goddamn crimes against humanity and hang your fucking ass, and you'll fucking deserve it, and we'll fucking let you hang from a street fucking pole. Former VP of Pfizer, Mike Eden, says COVID is just the beginning of a 10-year plan by Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. No fucking shit. You are kidding me, right? Jeffrey Epstein referred Obama's White House counsel to J.P. Morgan as potential customer. I'm sure he did. New York County begs Eric Adams to stop sending illegal immigrants as rape, sex assaults rise. Let's look at this a little bit. Even don't send them to my county, man. Don't put them here where I'm at. Put them over there where you're at. An Erie County official in upstate New York has told New York City Mayor Eric Adams to stop sending migrants. They're not fucking migrants, they're invaders, the illegal alien invaders that are think they're going to take our fucking country away from us because they think we won't fucking stop them into the country and rising into the country amid rising sexual assault and crime. Can you do this? That's what it has to say. Erie County Executive Mark Polazar said in a statement on Saturday that he'd demanded Mayor Adams pause all further transportation of asylum seekers into our community until such time as we can resolve all security issues. In order to create a stabilizing presence at the hotels in the county, Polazar said the New York Governor Kathy Hochul has agreed to place National Guard members at each of the hotels on our fucking streets. What about Posse Comitatus? How about you, National Guard? You get these motherfucking invaders out of our country. You're not our goddamn National Guard. You're goddamn corporate fucking thugs, and that's on the fuck you are. Don't fucking go walking around looking proud and I'm defending my country, defending liberty and justice. You don't even know what the fucking words mean. Polazar closed his statement saying that the Biden administration and the United States Congress must act to solve the immigration crisis and implement comprehensive immigration. Really? The announcement comes after two alleged sexual assaults involving migrants in Erie County, which covers the city of Buffalo. A migrant coming from the Democratic Republic of Congo was arrested on Friday and is being charged with sexual abuse and unlawful imprisonment after assaulting an employee in a Chicatuquawa hotel. The victim is a 27-year-old female from Buffalo who was working at the hotel as employed by Platinum Community Care, one of the agencies providing services to the asylum seekers. Why don't they provide some services to the American nationals living under goddamn freeway underpasses? You know, when this thing with Hawaii came up, then the Hawaiians got a big slap in the fucking face. I mean, they found out who exactly they've been dealing with all along and who they've been voting for. We went out and voted, say. We voted for, and they did. I mean, Hawaii, they say, I don't know, fucking, it's all lies, and we know that. But supposedly Hawaii went for fucking Biden, and now we voted for him. Now he's only giving us $700, and he's giving $200 million to those Ukrainians. This ain't right. Now, this ain't right. Well, you better sit down, motherfucker, and spend about a week reading and finding out why it ain't right. Chicatuwaga, Police Department Chief Brian Gold said in the press conference. Gold asked for the immediate discontinued use of the Best Western Hotel and Diggins Street after the incident took place. The hotel is the residential area and causing safety concerns for the families there nearby. Erie County Republican legislature in a statement on Saturday said this comes just days after a self-purported asylum seeker that was shipped here from New York City was charged with raping a woman in front of a three-year-old child. Oh, why not? Mark Polizars should be ashamed for making our community less safe, for including those who didn't trust that the system is in place, was working, for trusting the New York City and Albany had our best interests at heart, he continued. Just 540 migrants were brought to Erie County, and officials are asking that they be removed from the hotels. Good fucking luck with that. I mean, you're getting big money. I mean, you're probably just not getting enough money. I mean, a few rape fucking American nationals doesn't mean shit. That's what they're there for, isn't it? A spokesman for Hochul said in a statement, sexual assault is a horrific crime. No shit. The governor is grateful to Erie County law enforcement for their work. Did they stop it? Did they? I mean, and this son of a bitch, nothing's going to happen to him in this matter, and has directed state personnel to provide all necessary support. Hochul has announced plans to send the National Guard to assist Erie County with the situation. If the National Guard has to be called, and isn't this a military situation? Aren't these motherfuckers from another country? They're not just looking for a better life. They're looking to rape your wife, don't you think? But again, people, it'll stop when we fucking stop it, because they're not going to fucking stop it. I promise you that. Anywho, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And in there, if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle, it gets worse here every day.
You know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Guns N' Roses' Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And one of our people, enemy of the state, and I guess he got thrown down in the gravel by the fucking cops in his own driveway. I don't know if you're listening, Ken, but if you are, send me an email. Maybe we can chat. See if we can figure out what's going on. Anyway, let's see what else we got here. Because there is a plethora. Oh, God, man, I'm to cover up this... I mean, Garland's growing cover-up. I mean, fuck, cover-up what? Everybody fucking knows. I mean, how many times have we heard what this son of a bitch has done exactly? And then every once in a while they come up with something that's been said 10,000 times. Oh, we figured this out today. Did you really? Yeah, you're covering up because Joe Biden, I'll tell you what, Biden, your fucking boy's fucking shit's going back up to the top of the site. I don't know how it got off there, but it's going back. What Biden wants to give $500 million of taxpayer money to the socialist Lula David Silva to save the Amazon Brazilian forest. Yeah, right. Plethora, I tell you. Ooh, and hands off your children. That's a good video. You should watch it if you can. A top U.S. doctor group wants taxpayers to fund udders transplants for men. God. You people don't think, fucking, what? If we, I mean, if we attack from every fucking direction all at fucking once, what? Many years ago, radical feminists and other pro-abortion women started a new chant. Against pro-life Catholics standing up for the defenseless unborn. Keep your rosaries off my ovaries. Continues. Men with udders, huh? But then what if they fart? I mean, does that make them like, I'm not, I get so confused over this shit. Well, now an update of that defiant slogan might be in order, this time screamed by a male to a female transgender woman. We demand your ovaries because we're trans women, even though we were born with penises and we want to have babies like other women. Ah, what planet is this? Okay, that's not a very snappy slogan and it might not serve the political left very well, but it's trans activists have their way perhaps more realistic. What do you mean the goddamn, you know, they got to throw that in there, don't they? Left, political left, the political left. What about, I thought Alex Jones was the political right. I seen a fucking video of him the other day, fucking with this transvestite fucking thing, and just telling how beautiful it was and what a beautiful person it fucking was. I think he's Republican, ain't he? He's back Republicans all the fucking way, ain't he? He became a part of the right side of that false right-left paradigm he preached against for 15 fucking years. Don't throw this goddamn fucking left-right shit at us because we know better. Activists have their way, perhaps more realistically, we could soon be hearing a version of this chant achieved through what conservatives are calling Frankenstein-like transgender medicine. Well, that ain't what fucking old Alex Jones, your goddamn
spokesman for the goddamn Patriot community said, buddy, maybe you better go look at that goddamn video of him, huh? Trans women can have babies too. And ultimately, they want you, the taxpayer, to pay for it. Well, why in the fuck shouldn't you? I mean, I didn't really want to eat this week, did you? I mean, and goddamn it, you know, you get a little too hot, you get a little too cold, or you got to live out on the goddamn street. Man, so long as some fucking weirdo can have fucking tits fucking sewed on him, I guess that's all right. That's the goal and essence of the latest transgender campaign, and trans activists have a big ally in this disordered quest, the radically pro-LGBT American Medical Association. Fuck you. You'll hang, American Medical Association, you motherfuckers. The Washington Examiner reported Wednesday the American Medical Association floated a trial balloon for udders transplants for biological men who identify as transgenders, pushing the next phase of Frankenstein tech for cross-sex procedures. An ethical analysis of udders transplants for males published in the AMA's Journal of Ethics in June detailed the ethical arguments behind such a procedure, including whether or not it should be taxpayer funded. Oh, you're going to sit down, you bunch of fuckers, is are going to get all the fucking money for sewing tits on fucking men, and you're going to decide whether we should have to pay for it. How about we say, fuck you, we ain't paying for it. We ain't paying for fucking nothing. Ain't going to do it. God damn, look what I'm reading to you people. And we're still sitting on our asses doing nothing about this. I mean, it's turning into a goddamn freak fucking show. I mean, everybody paid their quarter to get in this morning, right? The AMA Journal of Ethics article about the expanding udders transplants plantations of UTs is titled "Should Udders Transplantations for Trans Women and Trans Men Be Subsidized?" It discusses potential ways to fund the operations, which in the United States, the cost of UT udders have been estimated to run between $100,000 and $300,000, according to the AMA. Now, how much do they give those people in Honolulu that lost their, in Hawaii over there, that lost all their fucking, they lost their homes, they lost their clothes, they lost everything they had? How much would they want to give them? $700? $300,000 to sew tit on a man because he has a fucking right to have tits, don't you know? He has a right to have fucking tits. And men have right to have babies too.
You where can have get these others from.
Well, I guess you take the men that want to be women and the women that want to be men and fucking pair them up and swap them out. That's all I can figure, dude. I mean, Jiminy crickets.
Maybe they got some of those cow udders they want to kill over there in Ireland.
Yep, exactly, man. But I mean, you think about what they're suggesting here, $100,000 to $300,000 we should pay to sew fucking tits on men. And I don't know, maybe it's a swap, the tits for the genitals. I don't know. It's all disgusting, of course, but no, people. Don't get no more degenerated than this. Transgender medicine is a big business, no shit. And the people who are suggesting that you and I should pay $100,000 to $300,000 to sew tits on a man are the same people, well, who are going to get that $100,000 to $300,000, ain't they? I guess they would be behind it. I mean, the son of a bitches, they don't treat any kind of fucking sickness no more. The Hippocratical Oath is a fucking joke. And, I mean, if they kill people, they get money. We can sew tits on people and get money. I mean, it is Frankensteinish. The Examiner article headline, AMA plots move on taxpayer-funded udders. I can't believe I just read that. Transplants for biological men quotes the APA article, noting that some reasons transgender-identifying biological men might want the transplant udders is to gestate their own children or to consolidate their identities, but not gestate children. You fucking freaks. And I, like I said, 0.000% 4% of the whole world population. That's why you got just tons and tons and tons and tons of propaganda coming out of the Ministry of Lies. Because they, I mean, if something is fucking big, you don't have to fucking wave a flag around it. Everybody knows about it. Everybody sees it in their daily fucking life. Let's see. Well, we were way down here. Let's see. Billions. That puts to the top again. What the hell is that? Well, of course they do. Oh, man, we got put to the bottom. I don't know how in the hell that happened. A lot of art. I guess I shouldn't run my mouth so much. I get fucking buried in these son of a bitches. Oh, we still ain't down there. There's one I was looking at earlier I wanted to get to. Jesus Christ, I mean, he's a dude. Utter, there's our udders. We can't go further. I know there were more. We're on page 2. I know which one I wanted. No, my God, I don't know. I'll find something here pretty quick. I'm sorry. What was that? Another. All right, here we go. The communist anarchists of Antifa try to accelerate destruction of the state so there is no 9/11 response when you're a victim of assault, arson, and violence at the same time. And they rely on democratic jurisdiction to protect them from the courts. I mean, there are no courts. They're King Charles's courts. Those are hired fucking corporate thugs protecting these fucking animals. See where we at. I think I clicked on this and that's how I got the article, but it was a good article. Here we go. Amid the Pacific Northwest sprawling emerald embrace lies, Portland, Oregon, a city that possesses a captivating blend of harmony and rebellion. Portland is an intriguing paradox, a place where the artistical scent of coffee intertwines with the persistent aroma of unconventional horticulture. Here you can visit one of the world's largest bookstores, eat lunch at the Portland's legendary food carts, or land yourself in one of the tallest buildings overlooking the Hawthorne Bridge, a place where those who peer above the city look like they are gazing upon her for the first time. Looking outside the Monmouth County Courthouse window with me that morning were members of Rose City Antifa, who made an appearance as a show of support in a civil rights trial against fellow members standing accused of attacks against independent journalist Andy Ngo. The events leading up to the trial consist of many irrefutable occurrences which are meticulously documented in the media, like June 29, 2019, when Ngo set out to cover protests in downtown Portland's Pioneer Square. Antifa members refer to this day as the milkshake incident, the day they beat him, stole his equipment, and blinded him with an unknown substance. These demonstrations made Antifa syndicates in violence, direct action, and Neo's reporting diminished their claims of being victims of right-wing extremism, these scumbags. I mean, you ought to see downtown Portland. Ugh. The status of violence is about means and ends in a revolution that can be. See, now that they start talking, they're talking revolution here now. Now, isn't that subversion? Shouldn't these people be arrested? Ends in revolution that cannot be purchased, but lies within the spirit of each of its members, who in turn reinforce these attitudes through social means and appeal. The revolutionary force has several targets, the moral, the material, and anyone who subverts their message of fighting power and privilege, like Andy Ngo. Portland is a hub for various social and political movements, ranging from environmental advocacy to civil rights protests. The residents of Portland have laid witness to years of domestic unrest and radical politics that have deepened over the years and turned peaceful protests into fiery upheaval. No, these motherfuckers are sitting here by George Soros, and all those people got to, you know, you're not supposed to carry it. You're not allowed to carry a gun in downtown Portland. I wouldn't fucking go down there without my fucking 44 Magnum. You come fuck with me, I'll blow you out across the street, and then when that cop comes down there to fucking do something about it, I'll blow that motherfucking communist across the fucking street too, because I got the right to fucking carry my fucking firearm any goddamn place I want. Shall not be infringed, period. Fucking means that to me. Portland has all the makings of a big city and the heart of a small town. No, it don't. With a progressive edis, a forward-thinking people standing on the shoulders of ancestors who were the hardiest of settlers. No, those people have pulled fucking out. What you got there is what has been pumped in from fucking California. They're fucking hardcore fucking communist scumbags. And that goes for you too, Antifa, you motherfuckers. You think you're fucking bad. I seen your goddamn video. 8 or 10 of you come down the street after that one fucking guy. Well, he ain't. There's other fucking guys out there that turn around with a goddamn rifle and fucking lay all you motherfuckers out on the sidewalk. That's what needs to happen. People need to go down there with their goddamn guns and just shoot those motherfuckers. They are grossly in violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and they have declared war on us. They will attack you. When they come to attack you, you got the right to fucking blow their goddamn heads off. And why it's taken so long, I do not understand. Homesteaders who dared to venture the furthest away from civilization as states were being formed. These autonomous people possessed a deep distrust of the government, a Portland tradition that has been well preserved to this day. No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. What you got is the communists came up here in fucking swarms and took over fucking Portland. They took over the fucking body politic. Now it's just a goddamn sewer like Sacramento or San Francisco. It's not fucking the Portland that I knew growing up. I know the fucking difference. You ain't going to sell this shit to me. The shattered windows of Portland's downtown police precinct illustrate some of the city's most contentious moments, which with its boarded windows and stone facet of scrub graffiti that once read, abolish, defund, dismantle. After protests in 2020, the Portland City Council implemented millions in budget reductions, but years later, citizens began attributing surge in shootings and homicides to the absence of specialized law enforcement units. A report by the Oregonian found 82% of Portland area residents had a preference for a larger police force. Well, why don't you get you a fucking gun instead of looking for the goddamn corporation that wants you fucking dead, that brought these motherfuckers here, that would shoot your fucking ass to protect them? Why don't you go get them motherfuckers yourself? Quit looking for somebody to take care of your fucking ass. That's what's happened in this goddamn country. We were never meant to have somebody taking care of our asses. Only us. Form fucking militia, unorganized militia, and go blow these motherfuckers off your streets, and you can have Portland back. A sentiment that echoed in Mayor Ted Wheeler's proposed budget of $261.7 million for the 2024 fiscal year, up 6% from previous years. The rules of cementery assert there can be no greatness without some strangeness. Horseshit. In proportion, Portland has a great deal of strangeness. Man, I went there when I was young. Portland was a fucking cool fucking town, man, and there was no strangeness about it. Boys were boys and girls were girls, and it was just like every other fucking place in Oregon. You went to fucking nightclubs, you went to fucking beer joints or what might have you. And everybody was, they were Oregonians. But that's when they were Oregonians. That's before they started pumping the fucking goddamn communists in here from California. They're fucking Californians that are running this goddamn state. And as long as we keep fucking allowed, we're going to keep getting fucked because they just keep bringing in more and more fucking of that stolen fucking money that doesn't really exist. It's just digits in a computer and fucking taking your lands and fucking develop them so they can bring more of their fucking communism in here. That's what they're doing right here where I'm at. I mean, they're out there fucking, they're building, man. They got to get more fucking communists in here. But I'll tell you what, I've seen you fuckers. You're nothing. 10 of you ain't nothing to one fucking Oregonian that ain't fucking a punk. Along with his, its manner, a dumpster, along with its many dumpster fires, Portland knows how to keep it weird. No, that's not how fucking Portland was. You ain't going to sell it to a fucking Oregonian, lifelong Oregonian. Forget it. You're fucking full of shit. There was no fucking weird to it. An offbeat, but it also has a way of unfurling itself. Tent cities are everywhere, from city sidewalks to other highways, bluffs that shelter encampments from dispersal by police who prefer not to venture down these steep overhangs. Pitch a tent on the grass across the Monmouth County Courthouse, and no one even looks funny. No, they don't. I mean, they're just accepted this fucking trash instead of cleaning it up. And the people, I mean, can you come out? Goddamn, all of you, 80 fucking percent of you, come out. What the fuck are they going to do but get out of your way if you take that goddamn gun you're polishing and jack around in that motherfucker and come out meaning to shoot? All they can do is get the fuck out of your way and get the fuck out of the goddamn streets. But you got to do it. You got to have the goddamn moxie to do it. Oh, man, the sidewalk corners of Portland are brimming with addicts preparing their next hit or caught in the stupor of one. Whatever their ambitions for the day, the junk wins. But by default, structured help is visibly available. Their desperation is not one of thirst or hunger. It is about succumbing to whatever part of the brain offers the greatest euphoric bliss of an opium-induced stupor. This is their passport out. And see, that's what you did. That's what you showed your fucking, what you were, Portland, because these people were the ex, I mean, people come to Portland to live on the fucking streets. They come from fucking up in Seattle. They come from fucking Eugene. They come from fucking goddamn Salem. They come up there to fucking live on the fucking streets because it's a fucking sewer and they want to live in a fucking sewer because they gave up on fucking life. They didn't have the grit to fucking say no and push these bastards back. They went on ahead down to, well, I can't get a job. I'm never going to get a job. But they'll let me sit here and fucking pump fentanyl on my fucking arm all day long. And I can just sit here until I fucking die. But you know what, you motherfuckers, you've become to the point that you're in the fucking way. If you can't pull yourself up by your own fucking bootstraps, you better get the fuck off our goddamn streets. Sooner or later, the people are going to have enough of this shit. I guarantee fucking it. And they're going to come and they're going to sweep through that fucking town. And I'm right to the goddamn state building, because that's where the fucking problem is. It's right over there at the fucking courthouse in the state building. Then they're going to go over there and they're going to get set up a little fucking court, a common law court, and they're going to have them some fucking trials. And you motherfuckers are going to be hanging by the goddamn lamppost. And then we're going to go out there and clean out these fucking streets. I will show you how fast it can be done. And take all these fucking mongrels and take them out to a goddamn, get us a 40 by 40 acre fucking field and fucking put them in it and give them just dump a whole fucking dump truck full of fentanyl right in the middle of them and then come back in a few days and bury the bodies. That's what needs to be done in fucking Portland. Anyway, I'm tired of this. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, it is what, I mean, it ain't going to change people until we do it. We just understand, either we're going to do it or, God, what are we leaving our kids? What do you leave? Do you talk to your grandchildren? Do you think about what their life's going to be like if we don't fucking do something about this? And I mean now, yesterday. That's The Word from the Trenches. Don't feel me.
Cowboy.